Welcome back to the Travel Obsessed Podcast. We are your hosts, Kim and Aaron. We are healthcare travelers and the creators of Travel Obsessed. Welcome to this week's show. Well, here we are.
Hello, little ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We are, wow, okay, so we're sitting here Sunday. We record our podcast usually on Sundays. And it's Aaron's last week, quote, last week, because we are coming back after Patagonia.
And don't remind me.
But it is your final week for a period that you have like 3 weeks off.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so this week we're like basically just gearing up, getting ready, getting all of our shit together to head back down to Patagonia to hike the W Trek.
I think it's crazy because I worked 10 weeks and then we took over 6 weeks off for Bali.
Yeah.
And that just went so fast and it felt like I was like back at work and now I've already covered 7 weeks and it's like I'm leaving again for only 3, which is like half the time we spent in Bali. Then coming back for another 10 and a half.
Why does Bali feel like another life?
Dude, it feels years.
Where is all this time going? It really is like, and we've always said this too, as travelers, like healthcare travelers, it almost felt like time sped up because you're living your life in these 3-ish months increments or, you know, 3 to 6 month increments if you're extending. And when you're living kind of in those short spurts, those little chapters, it feels like everything goes by faster. But now even more so that not only, you know, are we tracking like, okay, how much longer in this contract, but it's in between these trips. It's like, okay, Bali, and then we come back, and then Patagonia, then we come back, and then Peru, and then it's like, I don't know, I just feel like time is speeding up so fast that I'm like, how?
Well,
what the heck?
It's just been this past week, you know, this is a sidebar here, but like scenic route, as we used to say and back in the day. But it was like, you know, talking to Adam on the phone and like trying to touch base with people and realizing that like since we've been home, we've had our heads down.
Yeah.
Like we launched Peru, Greece, Everest Base Camp. Like we're talking about Oaxaca, you know, there's like every week it's just been like the membership site, like it's just been so head down and we've gotten busier at work. And so it's just been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like go. And then it's like new week. And it's like, where has the time gone?
Yeah, it's crazy. I want to hit on something because I feel like this is a good platform to just like talk about it openly, like in long form. But
oh boy, what?
No. So last week we launched EBC, Everest Base Camp, and we launched our Greece trip. And both of those trips sold out.
In 2 days.
Which was insane. We actually ended up doing 2 Greece trips because we... So basically, and this is what I wanted to talk about, because I think, you know, people are like, oh, I thought you guys were launching that in June. Like, I was waiting until June. And for Greece specifically. And the reason why we launched it, it was like a pre-launch kind of a thing, because we're still in the process of planning this trip and getting all of the details and the hotels and everything locked in. But why we decided to pre-launch this early was because what we ran into was while we're booking, right? So like, we know we're staying at this hotel, we're going to do this tour, we're going to this place. They were requiring us to put down deposits right now to save our dates. And Greece is it's a hot spot. And so things fill up quickly, even though we're going in the shoulder-ish season, but that's more in October. We're not going in the crazy ass with all the other tourists, but it's still busy. It's still considered summer in September. So there was this pressure that in order to make sure that we can reserve what we need to reserve for our entire group, we had to have the money to put down the deposits, which is something that we don't usually run into very much on booking trips. Like it's usually we have to put down a certain amount of money, but we can usually wait until we launch the trip.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we get the people's deposits, we can use that to then book the things. But we already have an agreement with our partners.
That they're holding it.
They're holding it for us. And so we're like, okay, cool. Like, we're launching it next week, and then we'll actually put down the deposit and lock it in. So that's typically how it works behind the scenes.
Well, I mean, it's kind of, yeah, totally. Because it's like, even with EBC, it's like, yeah, we launched the trip, we sold it out, and it's like, we don't have to put the money down until, like, we've already launched it. So it's like...
And then we get the money from the people. Correct. And use their deposits to put the money down. So that's how it works. So Greece was... This has been different. Mm-hmm. And this is our first time running a trip to Greece. Like, Aaron and I have been there, and our itinerary is based on what we loved so much about our trip, but we've never hosted a group there. So that happened. And so we're like, shit, dude, like, in order to actually book these spots, we got to get these deposits, or we're going to lose all of the things that we want to do, or the dates are going to get all messed mm-hmm. up. So there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of tricky things that happen behind the scenes in order to make sure the dates are locked in and all of that stuff. A lot of puzzle pieces.
Yeah, and what we've seen too, what's really cool with our trips is once we go and run a group trip there, while we're there in the first couple groups, we're able to build relationships with the people on the ground, with the hotels that we stayed in. This happened in Bali, where it was like Bali was tough to book off the bat. But once we got there, we established these relationships, and now we can basically call Bali at any time and be like, we're coming with a group, and they make it work because they love our groups. We've built the relationships. And so these first ones are a little bit more difficult. And so I'm excited to get on the ground, build the relationship so that these trips can continue.
Right. So we did a pre-launch. And so basically what that meant was that I have the itinerary. Like, we know our itinerary. But we didn't have the exact pay package. We had an estimate because we still have to lock in these hotels, and finding a hotel has been really challenging in Greece for our group, just because of the way that it's designed. The rooms are designed. Like, we always have to make sure we can have two bed options, which has been no issue, but apparently in Greece.
Yeah, because why? Greece is set for honeymooners, families, and like couples.
Yeah.
It's a romantic island.
Yeah. And so all these hotels that were like, oh, this would be perfect for our group, we're specific with where we want to stay.
And we like nice places.
And we like nicer places. We like to have like nice hotels for our trip, so people are comfortable and we're in a good location and you can walk places. Mm-hmm. So we are specific with our hotels. But like, all like the places were, sorry, we can't guarantee you two beds. But if we don't have two beds, then we can just put somebody on a pullout couch.
Or they said, we'll put two sets of sheets on one bed.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like, that is not going to work.
No. And then they didn't even say, like, so we're like, okay, so we roll up in there thousands of miles from home, you know, basically stating that we're going to stay in this hotel. They've accepted our money, but they might not have double rooms, but they can't guarantee that those two people have their own room.
It's insanity.
So we're like, I'm not putting that risk running a group. That's too much of a risk.
No, and I would never, ever, ever put two people, strangers, in the same bed.
No.
Which is funny because I've actually seen other people's group trips.
Yeah.
That have a shared room, and the shared room is sharing a bed. And I always felt like that is weird to me.
It's very intrusive and just horrible.
I think like even just sharing a room with a stranger at first is like, okay, it's a little awkward, especially for me. I like privacy and stuff, but then you get to know each other and mm-hmm. whatever. But to be like, you're sharing a bed with this person, it's beyond me. I don't understand it. I would never run a group trip like that. I don't understand how people do that. I just think it's just not the move.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to lock in the hotels, the very, very few hotels that can work with
us. Well, that weren't $17,000.
Oh, yeah.
For a group.
But even the hotels that were so expensive didn't even guarantee two mm-hmm. beds. Because we're like, you know what? Okay, we'll just have to up the budget and we'll figure it out. But even them, they couldn't like do two beds. So anyways, long story short, we have to lock in the hotels that can accommodate our group. And so I had this like estimated pay package and I'm like, okay, it's going to be between this and this. And it won't go over this, but if you And when we get back from Patagonia, we'll actually work out all of the details and have more specifics, but we at least got to get these deposits in. And so we sent that out to our the people who've already been on Travcess trips. Okay, so just to clarify, so there's no confusion, and we've always done this.
Yeah.
But people who have come on Travcess trips, they always get first dibs for future trips because that's just how it works. Like, they've come on our trips before, we're building these relationships, and if they want to come, like, they always get the first option to take one of those spots. And then it goes to our trip interest list. They get the second opportunity to take any spots that are left over, and then it will go out to everybody else, right? Like, that's how we've structured it. And so we sent this out to just everybody who's come on our Travcess trip, and we're like, okay, cool. Like, obviously we know a lot of people wanted to come to Greece. I'm sure those a few spots will fill up very quickly.
Or a group.
And basically it all got, we ended up having, we did two trips with just the Travcess alumni group, mm-hmm. basically. There was only a couple of spots left when we actually shared it with the interest list, and then those got taken in a matter of a second. So it was just crazy that I knew that Greece, people wanted to go to Greece and people were excited about Greece, but just the fact that all of our Travcess alumni gobbled up those spots.
Not only that, the EBC as well.
And the EBC. With
some Everest of the Travcess alumni is coming on EBC both. And Greece.
I know. I freaking love it.
No, it's incredible. It's an incredible thing, and it's something that Kim and I do not take lightly. And, you know, we're really blessed to have such an amazing community, and also, like, you know, a little pat on the back for ourselves. You know, I've always used this. I don't know if people have heard it, but you have to be the only person that's willing to dislocate your own shoulder patting yourself on the back. I always kind of like that saying, just because it, you know, you got to embrace the wins, right?
Yeah. And
to have, you know, in our briefing for EBC in Greece, you know, it's almost like, what Travcess trips have you gone on? Because everybody there has been on at least two.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That some people, that will be their fifth trip with us.
Yeah.
We've only done five locations.
Right.
So they've come on everyone.
And you said it this morning really elegantly. We were like, it's easy to sell one trip. It's hard to sell multiple, right?
No, I didn't say that. I said it's easy to get a person to come on a trip with you. It's more challenging to get that person to return, mm-hmm. to come on another trip with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is such a testament to the experiences that we create, the value that's in these trips, and the connections, the friendships, the people, that 90% of people who come on our trips come back for more.
Mm-hmm.
They keep coming back for more. And I'm just so, so grateful, because that is something that we really take seriously, and that, you know, we understand people really value their time and their money, and that they're choosing time and time and time again, and experiences and travel. And, you know, we only have a certain amount of time to take off, to travel, to do things, right? And you want to make sure it's going to be well
worth
it. Better
blow their minds.
Yeah. And we take that very seriously. And so we, with every trip, again, we never just throw something together and like, oh, like, you know, oh, here's the top things to do on Google, like, and let's do that. And it will, our trips will never, ever, ever be like that. It's very unique. It's very special. The people that come on these trips are just really freaking cool people. And it just works. And so the fact that people keep showing up and keep showing up, it just, I don't know, it just means so much. And we take that very, very seriously. And I think it speaks volumes to the kind of trips that we plan.
Like, you know, I love that we have this podcast that we can just kind of like share like our thoughts and stuff like that. But it is crazy because you, speaking of Kim, is somebody, and I've actually got into it as well, is like checking all these other group trips, right? And like, what are they doing? And like, what are their itineraries? And it's like, we're looking at these itineraries and it's literally top 10 Google things for twice the price that we charge. And we always thought that we had like high pay packages because we are doing these like unique experiences, which are usually cost more to do.
And we include everything.
And we include everything. And like, they're way more than us, doing way less than us, and don't even include alcohol or meals or anything. And like that, maybe two meals or three meals. We are literally running the whole thing to where like you don't pull out your wallet except on free days.
Yeah.
And like that just blows my mind, right? And it's like, it's great because I love the community that we're building and I don't need to grow too fast. But you're just like looking at like, in comparison, it's insane. And we're just doing what we find to be like how we travel, right?
Yeah. And I love looking at other people's like trips and stuff just for fun. And when it's something similar. So like if it's a Bali trip or a Peru trip, Oaxaca, or something, places that I know very well and that we've gone to and we've run trips there, and I look at their itineraries versus ours, I'm always just like, wow, what a garbage trip. Yeah. Like, and I don't mean that like to be like, no offense or whatever, but it's like, wow, like what a garbage freaking trip. And it's so expensive. And like you said, there's only a couple of meals included. There's no alcohol, like all, like we're again,
no tips,
which again, you know, we add all of our tips into our pay packages. So like for all of our guides, which we usually have a lot of guides on our trips, all of our meals, all of our activities, massage, everything. And that can be $500 or more sometimes. Like, yeah, that's a lot of money, but it's like, and that makes the price go up, right? That makes the pay package appear higher, but then you're not dishing out that money while you're there. Like, so, and like, so these trips are way more expensive and they're not even including as much as we do. And I'm just like, wow, like that is crazy to me. I don't know how much money they're making, but it's gotta be a lot. And anyway, so that's just something we've always like really took seriously and like pride ourselves in, the packages we create and the experiences we create. And so when it comes to Greece, again, I just wanted to kind of share that behind the scenes of why it went like that, why we launched it now and we said we were going to launch it in June, and kind of clear that up. And for everybody who didn't get a spot on the trip this year, you know, I'm sorry, because I know, so not, you know what I mean, but like, I know like you're disappointed. Like, yeah, if you really wanted to go and you're disappointed, because the trips did go very, the spots did go very fast, and I understand that. And because the alumni took up almost every single spot, there just wasn't a lot left for anybody else. It just happened to work like that. And so just know that we, like, that's the reason why it went down the way it did. And we'll,
but it's not do anything, it's not anything different than we've ever done. And
no,
I think that's just the crazy thing, is like it just so happened that the multitude,
yeah,
of our alumni wanted to go to Greece. Yeah. I mean, everybody in Bali was talking about redoing that group and going to Greece, right? We just, people say all these things, but when it comes down to it, a lot of times it people don't follow through. Mm-hmm. Which is great, but it just so happened they all followed through on this one and EBC.
Yeah.
And so great, right? That's awesome. And that's what we want to build, because that's a really cool thing to have, right? Your return customers coming back for more adventures, right? But it's also one of those things that we do offer so many more trips that all of our alumni have already been on. And so it's like, we have Peru this year, we have Oaxaca coming, like we could run another Bali trip if there's interest. And it's like one of those things that like getting in to that TravSess alumni gets you on that list.
Yeah, I know. And I wanted to acknowledge that, because I think there was like some confusion around it.
Yeah.
And like really nobody else got an opportunity to sign up because the alumni did. And so it's like, I felt bad about that, but also like there was nothing we could do. Like we try to go about things the best way that we can in the most fair way possible. And Greece was just one of those trips. And so I just wanted an opportunity to like clear the air with that and explain it. And like you said, you know, there's so many more fun trips coming up. So it's like, if you want to go to Greece and you didn't get a chance,
Oaxaca,
Bali, Peru. Like, honestly, I just want to say that Oaxaca to me is like going to be that unassuming trip, mm-hmm, that people are like, wait, where's Oaxaca? What's Oaxaca? I don't really know. And I feel like that is going to be the dark horse that people are like, I don't really know what Oaxaca is, but let me give it a go. And then it's going to be the trip that people are freaking obsessed with.
No, I know. We were going through the itinerary yesterday and I'm just like, God, this is insane. Like,
I know.
What a trip.
Yeah.
And it's like, you will not find this trip anywhere, mm-hmm, anywhere. Like, you search any groups and you send them to me, I guarantee you it is nowhere near what our trip is.
Oh, 100%.
It is insane. And it's like, Oaxaca was such a magical place that we went and we fine-tuned it. And it's like so good. Not to mention that, just like how special Peru is.
So just staying on Oaxaca for a second. Right. So, and if you want to just read about the Oaxaca trip, you can do that on our website. It just went live. You can like see the itinerary and stuff. But I think I always knew about Oaxaca because it was a big foodie place and we're foodies. And so we went and I was blown away because it just reminded me a lot of California with like the weather and the mountains and like the beauty, but it had all the culture and the history and like the vibe of being in another country and being in Mexico and the food and the people. And so it's like a big foodie trip, but it's also like we're hiking overnight in the Sierra Norte mountains and staying with a family and staying in this village. And like, I don't know, I just feel I'm really, really excited about that. And we, Aaron and I went, but we haven't run a trip there yet. And I just know it's going to be one of those amazing experiences. And so if you were thinking about doing Greece, I think Oaxaca is going to be a really fun trip. And yes, there's hiking because it's a Trav Says trip and there's always going to be the physical activity, but it's not hard. It's not like a hard.
And it's 2 days. It's one overnight.
And it's more, it's like the cultural, the family, learning about, it's the indigenous people that live up there still. And so anyways, it's just going to be a really good mix of experience. So definitely go check that out. I feel like Oaxaca is the trip I want people to like.
That's the one.
To give a chance. I know you're going to love it. I think it's just most people have never heard of it.
No, and I think that's it. It's the underdog.
Yes. Right?
It's the underdog. It's the one trip that it's like the Rudy of all the trips, right?
Yeah.
Because it is unassuming. Unless you watch Food Network shows like Somebody Feed Phil or Gordon Ramsay or Street Eats or anything like that, then you know of Oaxaca, right? But if you don't watch those shows, everybody I've talked to that I've come into contact with, I'm like, have you ever heard of Oaxaca? And they're like, no, where's that? And it's like insane to me. It's just insane. And because it's like everybody's always heard of like the Mexico,
Cancun. And it's like,
that has no comparison.
No, not for like culture and food and beauty and people. Like, this is that trip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as far as EBC goes, like, I am so hiking Everest Base Camp has been on our bucket list for years.
Mm-hmm.
And that trip sold out with our alumni. And we were also super, super specific with who was coming on that trip. So everybody coming on that trip, we have hiked with.
In Peru,
for the most part. And because we're at very high altitudes, I mean, this is a beast, right? This isn't an easy walk in the park. And honestly, I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a lot of nerves around it, but I'm also really excited to like embrace the challenge and like face fears and just like be gritty and just do the damn thing. But I'm also excited and nervous.
No, I think that's interesting because we were talking about this the other day and it's like, it's funny. There are two categories of people, right? There are people that are nervous about something and then change their nerves into excitement to go after it, right? Because I'm even nervous. It's like, that's 12 days on a trail. Like
11
days on a trail. Like, we've done Inca Trail and by the fourth day, I'm like, I can't wait to get into Machu Picchu, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a magical journey. But you times that by two or three, right? Like, wow, like that's insane. And you're at altitude the whole time. At least on the Inca Trail, you have an altitude day. But the first day on the Inca Trail is a warm-up day. Second day is altitude. And then you're coming down from there and you're below like where you are in Cusco. So it's like not that big of a deal, right? Mm-hmm. But like this is like steady altitude and climbing for 11 days. Like the weather, the bridges, the flight in, all that stuff is like a new experience, but it's like having that that mindset of just like, I am nervous, but I am excited about the nerves.
Yeah, 100%. I'm freaking excited and I'm beyond excited for the freaking squad we have doing this.
Oh.
Like, we are all in it together. It is like some of our favorite people that we just get to, that have the grit, that have the mindset, that have the good positive energy, that are ready to tackle this thing together, right? Mm-hmm. As a team. And I'm just, I can't believe we're freaking doing it. And mm-hmm. I'm excited. That being said, if you wanted to do Everest, but, you know, didn't get a spot, Peru, like you said, is also a great backpacking, like bougie backpacking trip.
It's a good warm up.
It's a great freaking warm up. So, like, do Peru this year and do Everest next year.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're not doing it. We personally aren't going to be doing Everest again.
Never know.
I will 100% not do it twice. I have no desire to do it twice. I am doing Everest once and Kilimanjaro once. I will never, ever, ever, ever do it twice. So
all right, we'll
mark
see.
My words.
Okay.
No, 100%. No desire. Just absolutely zero desire. So this is the one and only time I'm doing it. And I do not think we'll run it probably, but maybe we'll have two other hosts run it if we wanted to do it again. Like, but I'm personally not going to ever do it again.
Okay.
And it's like a bucket list. Check the list. Like Inca Trail, I've done multiple times. We'll, like, that's not that hard. I mean, I say that. It's still hard, but not like Everest.
Well, I mean, we'll see. We've never been there. I mean, you said that with Peru. You said that with Salkante. Like,
I promise you. I have no desire. Like, why would I want to go hike Everest again? Like, we have way...
With the people, with the group.
We have so many other trips going on. Yeah. We're hiking Kilimanjaro next year. Like, I want to focus on, like, those big bucket list things. I don't need to, like, repeat this, like, something like that that I know is going to be incredibly strenuous and incredibly hard. I just don't have the desire to do it twice.
Okay.
All right. At all. Like, not even a little bit.
Okay.
So... You know, we'll see, but I...
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, because Peru is just, like, the... Especially Inca Trail, right? Because we did Salkante, we did Inca the first year, and, like, we did that to compare the two, to see what we liked the most. And, like, Inca Trail is one of the most magical experiences I think I've ever had.
Yeah, it's
anywhere.
Enjoyable.
Like, between Cusco and what we do in Cusco to Rainbow Mountain and going on the ATVs to then hitting the trail with the group and, like... The history, the culture, the team, the mm-hmm. porters, the guides, like hiking into Machu Picchu from the Sun Gate. Like there's no feeling like it. It is literally like channeling running out of the tunnel for the Super Bowl. Like it just has that magical experience. And you just do it as a group and you get so close on the trail and so close with your porters and your team. And yeah. It's just like, I don't know. I'm excited to go back and hike the Inca after doing Salkante last year.
Yeah, same. Me too. Like 100%. It's my favorite trip. Mm-hmm. Peru, not my favorite. You know what I mean? Like they're all, it's like having
a third time there.
Having a bunch of kids, like you say, like you don't have your favorite. Like mm-hmm. I love all of our trips and Peru is a place that I just love and it has a magic to it.
What is your favorite trip?
I love all of, like they're all very
There's
different.
Not one that stands out.
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Like, I really love the Peru trip. That is one of my favorites just because of the bonding and the connecting and the actual, like, trail itself. And, like, I really love that. But it's like, I love Bali. I love Patagonia. I think Greece is going to be freaking lit. Like, I'm so excited for that. I think Oaxaca is going to be amazing. Like, I love Patagonia. Like, I really love them all in different ways.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah.
Which one?
Bali.
I knew you were going to say that. I mean, Bali is just freaking Bali, dude. Like, yeah.
I mean, there's just so much there. I mean, it's Peru's a close second. I think, like you said, Oaxaca will end up being... I mean, Patagonia, I cannot wait to get on the plane next, like, Friday, like, and go.
Yeah.
Especially with the group that's going. Like, yeah. I'm so stoked for that group to hike the W, so...
Our third time hiking the W truck, which is crazy. Yeah. And... I'm excited to go back, but what I'm really, really excited about too is that after our group trip, Aaron and I are going to Argentina for 10 days. So we're going to take the bus over to Argentina and we're going to explore the Patagonian side of Argentina because Patagonia is Argentina and Chile. We've only ever done the Chile side. So we're going to hike and just relax. We're going to go to Buenos Aires. Like, and I'm just... so excited for that time because that is the first time that you and I will have traveled just together, somewhere new, somewhere different, where we're experiencing something new together. We're like figuring it out, like alone in a couple of years.
Would you say Santiago?
Yeah, that's true. I guess we did go to Santiago, but yeah. This is 10 days, right? Like we mm-hmm. were in Santiago for like 2 days. And I just feel like this feels like a fun adventure that I just miss because all of the trips that or all the traveling we've done in the last like 2 years has been group trips, which we mm-hmm. love, but we just haven't really had that in-between time where you and I have gone out and had like our own adventure somewhere new, right? Like
somewhere new.
Yeah, yeah, somewhere, like I'm saying, because like obviously Bali, we were there alone and doing our, like I'm saying somewhere brand new because also all of our group trips are places that we've already been, mm-hmm. right? And then we're taking other people there to experience those places because we fell in love with them. I'm talking about somewhere new. Like we've yeah. never been to Argentina. Like no, I am no. so excited to experience somewhere new with you.
And we
you.
Get to cross off another country.
Yes.
Which is our, you know, that was a big change for us on our New Year's Eve kind of revamp of the year. We realized that we've been traveling internationally for so many years, but we really don't have that many countries under our belt.
Because we always go back to the same places.
We go back to the same places. We really explore those places, which I'm so grateful for because it really came into play with our adventure trips, mm-hmm. right? Because we know these, like we know these cities in the U.S. that we've traveled to. We just kind of went into other countries with the same mentality as we do as healthcare travelers. Just let's go somewhere. Let's really experience it. Let's have the good moments, the bad moments, so we can like actually have something to compare. And it's like we always went back to Southeast Asia, always. Thailand, Bali, all the, like everywhere, right? And so we go back to those places and spend long time there, which is great. But now we're yeah. like, no, from here on out, we're going to go and experience them enough to get in and get out. And like...
Yeah, I think this is the year that we wanted to add some new places to our list. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah... I love traveling anywhere, but it's fun to go somewhere new and different. And so this was the year like, okay, let's add some more countries. Mm-hmm. Got Iceland, Argentina,
all the European cities for the Christmas yeah. markets.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really excited about that. But Argentina will be our first one. And I'm just like, I'm thirsty for it. It's like the traveler in me is like, okay, you got to go somewhere new. And I'm researching it as I love to do, like in my bed, reading blogs, taking notes, writing things down. Like, I just feel like I haven't been able to do that in so long because everywhere's familiar. So mm-hmm. I'm really excited about it.
No, no, and I can't wait to experience the food in Argentina.
Oh.
Like, we just watched somebody feed Phil last night, and he went to Buenos Aires, and we were just like, Kim had a place on the list, and that's where he finished his yep. trip, and it was like, oh my gosh, like, so check, done. Yep. Like, we saw it on a blog, Phil went there with his group, and it was like, they were all like saying it's the best, their favorite restaurant in Argentina, and we're like, holy crap, how do we get in there?
Yeah.
So it's like really fun. You're right, it's fun. It's kind of like what we did with Oaxaca. We watched all those shows and then we went and it was new
mm-hmm.
and that's now we're true. Planning a trip there.
Yeah.
And it's like really cool to like show people that because it's like when you see it on TV and it looks really cool mm-hmm. and then you go for yourself and the experience is better than what you experience watching it. It's like game over.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm so, so stoked. So yeah, this is the last podcast that we're recording from West Virginia for the next few weeks because yeah. this will come out Thursday, and then we leave Friday, baby. And we'll be gone until the end of...
Middle end.
Like we come home April 20th.
Oh, wow.
Or April 19th, we get home.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I start work on the 21st.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, buddy.
No.
Yeah.
You want to make a bet?
Yep.
How much are you going to bet me? You start on the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
The 21st is Sunday.
All right.
So.
Wow. Quick turn.
Yeah. Quick turn.
Wow.
But I also like, as I'm planning out our 10 days in Argentina, I'm also have, like, we're going to have downtime and relaxing time. Like, it's not good. Like, so we, because we could have done less time, but then we're like, we don't want to be super rushed and super. Right. So it's like, there, it'll be a nice mix of you and I just exploring, but also just relaxing.
Yeah. Especially coming off a group trip. We know how exhausted we are. Yeah. So, you know, it's, yeah. But I mean, we had talked about that as like, even as, you know, our trips get further on into the future, it's like, do we really need as much downtime as we always say we do? Like, it all, it was always nice once we like had our house and like we'd come back in Jacksonville and like relax for 2 weeks. But it's like after Bali this last year, we both realized like I could take some downtime and go again, you know?
Yeah,
like,
a couple days. A
couple days of complete relaxation and then bounce back and let's go.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think that's, yeah, we'll see how that works, because I'm literally, you know, we're leaving a group trip and then going and exploring ourselves, which is what we've kind of always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then I'm coming back and starting work in a couple of days. So
maybe you could take off Monday, though. And then,
I mean, we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. But I think that's it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really have much else to say.
Okay. All right. I just don't either, I guess.
Kind of a catching up. I wanted to clear up the grease stuff.
Yeah.
Excited for our trip. And I mean, really, that's it. So I think the next one that we'll, the next podcast we'll record will be from Patagonia.
Yeah. And I mean, if you're listening to this and, you know, you had your heart set on Greece or EBC, like, you know, those trips filled, but you can head over to imtravsys.com. We are putting itineraries up with the trips. I mean, Oaxaca's up, Peru's up, Peru's there. Like, let's go to Peru, man. Let's go have an amazing adventure there. And we still have spots available, so, you know, use that time to get in there, do a hiking trip, and then be ready for EBC next year if we did it. You know, also getting on that TravTest alumni list, which is an amazing list of awesome travelers. And, you know, we have some really epic trips coming up with Peru, Oaxaca, and possibly Bali at the end of the, year.
Yes, sir. All right, kitty cats. Well, we will see you down under.
Down under?
I guess it's not really down under, but man. It's like
Australia.
Yeah, but it should be like down under. It's like
we'll see you upside down.
The most southern part of the world. Yeah, upside down, yeah. As Philly says.
Yep. All right.
All right, toodaloos.